All right, Cybertruck, show us your secrets. Well, there is a lot going on here.
Here's a cabin filter or something. Great.
Did it just explode in your hand?
Yes.
Welcome to Hoovy's Garage, the dumbest automotive channel in all of YouTube. And this is my latest purchase, a 2024 Tesla Cybertruck. And I brought it home just about a week ago. And so far, it has been an awesome experience. I'm feeling a little less stupid buying this thing. Still pretty stupid, but a little less stupid now because it has been so fun. And this does get a ton of attention. Not that I really care about that, but it gets more attention than anything else in my garage, even the Countach, but that'll all die out here in a few months as they ramp up production. And these will be everywhere and they'll start depreciating and I'll feel a lot more stupid. But one big plus is my kids love this thing. My 11-year-old daughter thinks Teslas are the coolest cars ever. And this is King Tesla right here. She wishes my Escalade would get sucked up in a tornado with all the recent ones in Kansas and surrounding areas. She's been hoping for that, but she loves this. So does my 4-year-old son. He thinks it is a Transformer, real life, in person. They can watch YouTube in the back with the rear infotainment. They love this thing. So that's a big plus, but there is one person that I really value when it comes to his opinion and hope that he likes it, and that is my mechanic, the Car Wizard. So we're going to take it up today and have him do a thorough look over of my Cybertruck, but I also have an issue for him to look at, and it has to do with my wiper. Clearly, it's not the size of the wiper, but how you use it. So let me show you.
So this ginormous mono wiper has a built-in washer that should be pretty cool, but as you can see, I'm not sure if this is right or not, but it's just barely spraying anything. I'm hitting the button to wash it, and it doesn't seem like much comes out until I hit the button for a very long time, like it has a leak. Maybe other Cybertruck owners can chime in, because I'm used to a big spray, you know, hitting the windshield, and maybe it just doesn't need it. But when this truck was dirty, it seemed to have a hard time clearing the windshield. So I don't know. I want the Car Wizard to look at that and then just overall what he thinks of long-term ownership prospects and him being able to work on it. So let's roll.
But before we head to the Car Wizards, I would like to thank Keeps for sponsoring today's video. Get professional care for hair loss from the comfort of your own home without ever visiting a doctor's office or pharmacy. With Keeps, all you have to do is complete an online consultation to get matched with a provider who will tailor a treatment plan, if medically appropriate, to address your hair loss concerns. Treatment is delivered right to your door on your schedule with the flexibility of 3, 6, or 12-month delivery options. Plus, you can adjust, pause, or cancel your plan at any time. Keeps offers treatments that are clinically proven to work, whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or just take better care of the hair you have. Male pattern baldness is a genetic condition that affects 2 out of every 3 guys by the time they're age 35. And Keeps offers both of the FDA-approved hair loss treatment options as well as 2-in-1 treatment that combines both treatments. Keeps also offers hair thickening shampoo, conditioner, and styling pomade to work with the hair that you have. And they support healthy hair growth with natural science-backed ingredients like biotin, caffeine, green tea, and saw palmetto. Most Keeps men notice results within 6 months of starting treatment. Keeps has over 5,000 five-star reviews, and over the last 6 years, Keeps has treated over 1 million men experiencing hair loss with only science-backed ingredients. They deliver treatments directly to your door in discreet, non-branded packaging. Thanks to Keeps for sponsoring this video. Hair loss stops with Keeps. For a special offer to get started, go to keeps.com/hoovysgarage or click the link in the description. That's keeps.com/hoovysgarage. Now, let's head to the Car Wizards.
Ah, oh, caught the wizard in his new ride. Are you about to take out a crowd of people?
What in the holy Cybertron? What is this?
It's a new Cybertruck. Unfortunately, I can't really rev mine. It doesn't really rev. It doesn't make noise when I do it.
Well, it's because it's not a true American car.
Is it Elon American? Tesla's American, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, now that you say that, I don't know. But yes, it is the new Cybertruck. Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. It didn't go through.
That's actually in there?
It's an Easter egg of the press launch, yes.
That's crazy.
But I want you to drive it. I want you to experience the future. And it's probably, once again, going to make you want to retire as a mechanic, right?
Maybe.
But you do have to be careful walking around this thing and working on it with all the sharp edges and stuff.
Pretty rusty too.
It's not rust. Stop it. So what possessed you to buy that?
Because it's easy to work on, it's fast, it's comfortable, it does everything that I need it to do. And I really like the styling.
It is cool. It is the end of an era, definitely, when it comes to Hemi V8 cars. And this is supposedly the future. I don't know.
Do you think it could outrun this thing?
It definitely, this Tesla would outrun that car to probably 70 or 80. And then top speed, your charger would catch up, most certainly.
There's no stalks.
Oh, you gotta put it in gear, yeah.
It's just like a shaft here. Did I do that?
No, I'm getting a phone call from the future.
You do a turn signal.
No instrument cluster, yeah, no nothing. The turn signal is that. It looks like what you change the radio with, and it shows it in the, yeah.
Everything's buttons.
So yes, everything's in the screen, there's no instrument cluster, so you have to follow the directions here. So, press the brake.
Go back to that. I like that. That's a really good angle in my car.
Okay. So it says press brake to select gear.
Okay, press the brake.
And then you slide it like an old iPhone.
See? What? You slide the screen to go into gear?
Yeah, no gear selector. Everything is in this.
What do you do if the screen dies or goes blank?
You're stuck.
You're stuck.
Yeah.
Let me try it.
Okay. Okay, you got it in reverse. And it's detecting your charger as like a gray blob.
It kind of looks like that too, and it moved.
So the steer-by-wire system is pretty crazy. So there's no steering shaft, box, whatever.
Who's that? Where's that car coming from?
Oh, it thinks the dumpsters, or is it the Dodge Dart? It's a little confused. Like, people drive these things through graveyards and see if it detects pedestrians' bodies as you go through, and they say it's ghosts because it'll pop up there, and then you won't see them.
This is like a shuttlecraft from the NCC 1701D.
Yes, the Enterprise, very much.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, yep, slide it forward to go. There you go. You're driving.
Man, this thing is weird. How do you do the wipers?
Oh, they're automatic, but then just to do one pass, I think it's this button here. The mono wiper. It's a big
one.
It's a big one.
What was that?
It's a big, giant mono wiper.
That's like Wayne Gretzky's hockey stick.
It's giant, yes.
What the?
Right?
Are you sure this is an American car?
It's an alien spaceship.
Yeah, something like that. Wow, it really comes to a stop quick. When I didn't even hit the brakes.
No, you almost never have to hit the brakes with the regen system, the one-foot driving. Yeah. It is the future, Wizard.
I see a blind spot, though, that's in the future, too.
Well, you can use your turn signal. Now you see?
I'm forgetting to use technology and not old-school craning of the neck.
Right. Okay. Hit it.
Whoa! Holy crap!
That was 600 horsepower.
Yeah, it'll definitely beat the Charger to 60, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like I'm driving a shuttlecraft.
Right. It makes spaceship noises. But the air ride makes this thing really comfortable.
It is. It's almost like not as soft as a Range Rover, but it's similar feeling. It's so quiet.
Yes.
It makes a lot of whirring noises like the Jetsons.
Okay.
I would probably not get very good range because I would be gunning it all the time.
No, it's kind of the same problem for me because I started with 80% because that's the max charge. You know, when you're just doing normal driving, they don't want you to fully charge it. Mm-hmm. That could diminish the battery over time unless you need to, like on a long trip. And I've already used, it's a 57, so I've used 25% just coming to you, 30 miles.
I'm reaching through.
Yeah, I know, no turn signal. Yeah, you got to use the button.
What the... It doesn't feel right, man.
Right, it's too easy to steer. Yes, it's very nimble, but then drives like a boat at the same time. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it is very cool. I mean, just looking at it from the exterior, it's kind of like, but then I'm actually driving it. This really is really cool.
Yes, it is the future, and I'm curious what you think of the future when it comes to keeping this thing, I guess you don't say running because nothing runs, and keeping it buzzing.
Buzzing?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't even know anything, how to get to anything on this. I don't even know what you would do, but I could definitely see like software glitches, things that need to be computer updated, a lot of that, and also modules. You don't just replace one little piece here or there. You buy the whole dash, you buy the whole screen, you buy the whole steering thing.
Well, you want to go poke around in this thing?
Yes, I would like to get it on the lift and see what it looks like underneath. I didn't even hit the brakes. I didn't even hit the brakes at all, and it came to a complete stop.
You're getting the hang of it.
Wow.
Well, while we're stopped, Wizard, you know, we might as well just... Oh, let's put it in park. Mm-hmm. Let's just set the mood, you know? There we go.
What the... Does your car come with a fireplace?
It does. This is the get cozy. This is the romantic button. So
I'm
then...
asking the viewers.
Right.
What the hell?
Hello, Wizard.
So you got me out here just to seduce me. No.
No. Let's go back. Let's go back.
No. I don't have my clicker on me.
Use your turn signal.
What?
That I enabled the fart on turn signal.
What the hell? Who come up with that stuff?
I don't know.
It smells like someone had roaches.
It'll keep going as long as the turn signal's on. There. Yep.
That is totally unnecessary.
I know. Oh, I can change that too. It plays through the speakers and outside.
Go. So.
I am your father.
Wizard, it's time to get out. We need to do an inspection.
You will be assimilated. I am 7 of 9.
7 of 9. You wish. Can you open the frunk? This is one thing I want you to look at. Very nice. So see this massive dashboard? Like it's 3+ feet of nothingness because this frunk, it's really shallow. So I'm curious what's hiding behind here. I know on the Lightning we were able to take it out and see lots of electric goodness. This one seems loose to where like it pries off.
So
yeah.
Comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess let's take that out first. That bolt's not right. It's not even all the way down.
Oh, I just.
This thing is.
God bless it.
That's dangerous.
Ow. I was looking in. Wait. So they didn't get that bolt all the way?
No. It's tight, but it's. They probably stripped it. I don't know. Let me get my.
Huh.
Watch out for your head.
Obviously, they put some kind of little impact thing here because somebody did that once, and this saved me from getting stitches, but it still, it hurt.
Like that. Just push pins.
I see.
Oh! Look at that.
Yes. Ah, there's two more right here.
Yes. Here we go. We're reverse engineering Elon Musk.
All right, Cybertruck, show us your secrets. Well, there is a lot going on here. Goodness gracious.
I thought they would probably be HVAC type things.
Yeah?
I'm sure you recharge it.
Well, this looks like a jump-off point here.
It does, for a 12-volt system.
So if your regular battery goes dead, you have to take that panel off to jump it off to get it going again.
So even as crazy as it is, there's lots of things that are just common automotive parts, like your windshield washer pump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what... So what material is on this? It's steel, obviously. But what kind of coating? I've never seen a coating like that before.
I don't know. It came from the Enterprise, so...
I don't think so. I just think because it's totally... Is that a pillow?
Yeah, it's my pillow.
Okay.
My pillow guy put his pillows in
so,
here.
So, they never painted this, since it's a stainless steel body, they didn't need to paint it. So this is like a coating that you would see before paint. Because on any other car, they paint it to match body color, right?
Right. And there's also another thing I'm seeing that's a problem. You know, you spray your washer fluid and you saw you weren't getting much coming out.
Right.
What's been spraying all in here?
Yeah, I was trying to use it.
It stained your my pillow.
You're right. So I was using this to try and clean off my windshield and not very much was coming out. So it was like an issue.
Hose.
Yeah. Should we turn it on and try it?
Yeah, see if it sprays.
There we go.
Okay. So I see what's happening. You see how the fluid is draining down through here?
Uh-huh.
It's getting inside the car right here. And just getting everywhere. You can see it's actively dripping here too.
Uh-huh.
It gets all inside the car.
So then if it rains, water's going to get in there.
That's exactly right.
But I don't think that this is supposed to be getting wet.
No, it's not.
So I have a leak. Like something's not sealed properly.
Yeah, something in here is allowing water ingress into this underneath the front tub.
Oh,
whether
yeah?
That's normal or I don't know. I wouldn't say that it's normal, but that means water's getting all in here. Rain.
Interesting.
Here's a cabin filter or something. Great.
Did it just explode in your hand?
Yes. I think I'll stop. It's got tabs because you're supposed to be able to get that open, and then they just break.
All right.
Well, it's locked in there. It's not going to come off.
But, yeah, all the other tabs are still working, but... Wonderful!
I just voided your warranty.
No, you didn't. It's just the cover for that box. Yeah, don't you? It's very delicate. It's very delicate.
It's made out of glass.
I spent $100,000 on this. Yeah. So, underneath, what's deep in the crevasse there? Let's see. Still, air goes all the way to the dash.
It goes to about halfway in.
Mm-hmm.
What's past that?
Yeah, there's some high voltage looking thing right here because it's orange. So whether that's the inverter, and there's a drive motor you can see right there.
Yeah.
Because it is a dual motor, so one in the front, one in the back. There's the ABS for the brakes, right? The ABS controller, because that looks like brake lines, right?
Yes.
Or is that air? Could be air.
No, that's ABS for your brakes. This is your AC compressor.
All right.
I didn't do anything that time.
Okay.
I didn't even touch anything. Don't push on that.
What is this? Is the radiator of some kind?
This is an intake, yeah. Probably the condenser is under here.
Yeah, because it looks like the air comes in through this, and then it's channeled through this duct here into a little radiator or a condenser, like you said.
There's a condenser, probably. And this is a coolant. This is radiator, maybe coolant for the batteries or the motors or something.
Interesting. Yeah. And then all these... Get your light on this side. Let's see what's on this side. Not a lot. It looks like whatever mount that is there for the drive motor.
The fan came on and I can hear air rushing through here.
Okay.
But that's just disconcerting, isn't it?
That's surely not normal.
It can't be.
It's such a weak stream coming out that it's barely cleaning the windshield. Like if there's real junk on there, it would have a hard time getting it off. And then surely that's not normal. Look at this. Look, it's all...
Goodness. It's everywhere in here.
I don't know. So that's the business end of a Cybertruck. Comparing it, I know it's been a few years, to the F-150 Lightning. I don't know. I mean, does it look more advanced? I guess...
I honestly think this would be easier to work on. The F-150 Lightning was just like a spaghetti mess.
Right.
A spaghetti monster.
Very disorganized, and it didn't look like it had the cooling stuff that this thing has as far as the management of everything.
But the F-150 didn't just snap every time we just touched it.
That was... Did you do that right? You did it the right way. That's how the tabs come off.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that.
You just touched them. Huh. Well, okay then. One-time use, I suppose, is what those are.
Yeah, I could understand that if it was 30 years old and it's brittle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even 1 year old.
Yeah. And interesting, because they don't paint the body, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's not painted. So a lot of interesting things going on with the Cybertruck. Now I know where to jump it off if the battery ever goes dead. So
yep.
I guess we can put it back together and go up on the lift, huh? Well, just don't touch anything.
I'm not touching anything else. Wait a minute.
What?
What is this? It's just an undone wire just sitting there. We didn't disconnect that. What does it go to?
And the positive and negative are close enough to each other and just hanging loose.
Maybe it's an option that wasn't used, or...
Hmm.
But if there's power there, it could touch and spark. I don't know, it goes off into some harness deep in there.
Wonderful.
Sounds big like old, a chipmunk in there.
Big old ground there, I guess.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, before we find more weirdness, how about put this back together?
Okay,
I hope. Backup camera makes backing it on really easy, and it's alerting me of a Lamborghini thinking of the door open, but it's frunk. But look at the steering articulation on this thing, Wizard. The rear steering. Yeah.
Tires hang off on all around a little bit.
Well, okay. It's like 6,300 pounds. We're good on the bin packs, right?
Yes.
Very good. Now it looks like a shuttlecraft taking off. Whoa. So what can we see on the Cybertruck from beneath? Anything?
Well, the knuckles and suspension looks like a standard truck, basically.
Yeah?
You can see the brakes.
So they have a little bit of a slider on them. That's kind of unusual.
Like, huh? A rock slider.
Like a little plastic cover. And how about that suspension? Can we see an airbag, an air strut?
Yeah, they're up there. You can see them.
Up high.
Yeah, they're way up high.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I mean, obviously you're not going to get these parts from your local parts store, but it's conventional design as far as a CV shaft, a wheel hub, a knuckle.
Yeah, but the regen braking is very weird, because look at that disc there, the rotor. It's got a little extra spinny thing in there to slow it down.
Really?
I think that's where the... That's how the regen system works.
Huh.
And then a traditional caliper, obviously.
It has adaptive, the shock, the oil inside the shock. You can see it has these to adjust the ride quality.
Wow. Okay. And then the battery lives here, just like in all Teslas. And so it has armor.
What are all these little hooks?
I think that's to hook it up to take it down. Like if you ever needed a drop and replace the battery. I think it's for serviceability.
Okay.
I believe you hook it up onto their special lift to drop it all down if there were ever a need for it. But
so there's no drive shafts,
no
exhaust,
no
evap lines, no fuel lines, nothing.
Simple. Just a battery.
Just a battery.
That's warrantied for 150,000 miles, I believe. 10 years?
Yeah, and then this is different from most vehicles where this is a... This is the rear, and it's also steerable.
Mm-hmm.
It's got two steering racks on here.
Interesting. And does it have the same sort of struts in the back, or are they more like bags like you'd see on a Range Rover?
They're similar. They're not as tall, but you can see them there.
Oh, yeah. Sure enough. I see they have them protected, too, which is another nice thing, because you look at the Mercedes and the Land Rover ones where they're just exposed rubber and they pop all the time.
Yeah.
Versus like the Porsche ones with air ride that never seems to break because they put a little, you know, protective metal around it, kind of like a protection and sort of a girdle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And then the drive motor's right in here.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's not much to see otherwise other than the suspension and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can really see the airbag, the air strut over here really well.
Yeah, you can see my welds on my rear control arm are already mm-hmm. rusting, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they look like they're okay welds, but hmm.
There's a big orange cable. Okay. There's a big orange cable in there.
Oh yeah, there's some high voltage going to a drive motor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and a little in link.
Sway bar link, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, does this look like something you'd want to work on? I think I know your answer.
As far as suspension goes, I mean, I probably could work on it, but the problem is, like, do they even sell the parts for these?
Yeah, as far as the right to repair with Tesla, it's been a little bit of a back and forth, but I think that is freed up as far as parts availability and things.
Okay.
I'm just talking down the line when these become hoopties and they need independent mechanics to work on them. You'll be long retired, I imagine?
I think so. I think Rich from Rich Rebuilds, he wanted to buy parts for a Tesla. He didn't own a Tesla at that time or something, and he got in a lot of trouble. They hung up on him or they're...
Yes.
Yeah.
That was years ago. I think they've softened a little bit because they realize how important the aftermarket is for resale. I mean, if they have any care about it at all. But yeah, who knows?
15 years, 20 years from now, I mean, this is going to need repairs. Where are you going to get a HVAC condenser or a heater core? Or a...
Right.
I don't know.
Well, my immediate concern is this, because I just can't imagine... This is right, as far as the windshield washer fluid just gushing down the inner fender of the Cybertruck. But who knows? It's supposed to have a weeping fender, huh? Thank you so much for watching. And thank you, Wizard, for breaking my Cybertruck.
Yep, I did the first break on here.